Chapter 5, Section 5.17, Nathaniel Hawthorne. Exercise 1. Listen and complete the life and works of Nathaniel Hawthorne.
Nathaniel Hawthorne was born in Salem, Massachusetts, in 1804. His Puritan ancestors had settled there during the 17th century and had been involved in some of the town's main historical events, including the infamous witch trials of 1692. Hawthorne lost his father at the age of 4 and spent the early years of his life in domestic seclusion because of his poor health. After attending Bowdoin College in Maine, he returned to Salem and published his first novel, Fanshawe, 1828, which he later rejected. He also started to write short stories, which were later collected in Twice Told Tales, 1837, and Mosses from an Old Manse, 1846. These allegorical stories focused on the theme of the moral conflicts imposed by the Puritan code and gained him a local reputation. However, the money he earned was not enough for a living, so he got a job in the Boston Custom House, which enabled him to marry Sophia Peabody in 1842 and to go on writing. For a while, Hawthorne and his wife lived in Concord, then a lively intellectual centre, thanks to the presence of the transcendentalist thinkers Emerson and Thoreau. Financial problems forced Hawthorne to return to Salem, where he took up a job at the Custom House in 1846. His masterpiece, The Scarlet Letter, appeared in 1850, followed the next year by The House of the Seven Gables and by The Blithedale Romance in 1852. Now famous, Hawthorne wrote a campaign biography for his old college friend, Franklin Pierce, who won the presidential elections in 1853. Hawthorne was appointed US Consul in Liverpool, England. After 4 years, he resigned and travelled to France and Italy. While in Italy, he wrote the novel The Marble Faun, 1860. He spent the last years of his life in Concord. His creativity declined. He worked at 3 novels, but left them unfinished. He died in 1864.